Good morning and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. We are a complete retirement planning firm. When I say that, I mean we do everything from investment planning to tax planning. We have attorneys that do the estate planning, income planning, all of the things that really relate to, well, I like to say being complete. You know, I've talked about it before. It's the five pillars to your retirement plan. We're going to dig into these things today. My goal, as always, is to give you actionable items, things that are going to make a difference. There's so much going on. There's always things going on, and there's always things that are changing we need to be aware of. Of course, in that same vein, well, the election's over. We know it, and we're going into 2025. What changes are coming, and what can that mean for your money? We want to get into that. Also, of course, end of year planning, things that you have until the end of the year to complete. We've talked about this before. I've dealt with it this week. I've done multiple Roth conversions. You have until December 31st to do a Roth conversion for this year. That is the deadline, 12/31. You have until the end of the year to max out your 401ks. You have until the end of the year to take your required minimum distributions, gifting, charitable contributions. We can go down the line. We will get into those. So again, there's a lot to talk about. Social Security going into next year. We've heard the news that there's a 2.5% increase. Well, what about Medicare premiums? Are you aware of what's going on there? Again, we're going to get into these things, things that impact your retirement. As always, if you want to get a hold of us, if there's questions that you have, you want to schedule a time, if we can send you some information, because I'm going to make some offers today. The number here is 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. 864-6711. You can always go to our website as well, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can download information, sign up for our newsletter. Always want to be a resource for you. So let me dig in. I want to just get started on some of these things when we talk about, you know, these fears. There were some interesting articles I've read. What do Americans fear more than death? Retirement. Almost half of those who retire at 65 could run out of money. We see all these things. In fact, I had a conversation just recently with someone who's done a terrific job, saved a few million dollars, still nervous about retiring. I come across this fairly often. The number one fear among retirees, according to Forbes and many others, 70% is outliving your income. And so when we talk about this, I just, again, want to talk a little bit about a few aspects of what does it mean to have income you can't out, that you cannot outlive, I should say. This is important to understand. It's not really just about what we say, growing a pile of money and picking at it. Knowing how to generate income in retirement is more important than ever. We're living longer than any previous generation. Your retirement can last for several decades. I've posed the question, are you comfortable going 20, 25, or 30 years without a paycheck? And so we want to have income we can't outlive. And I've said this before, and I believe it's a true statement. Feeling wealthy in retirement can come down to one thing, just one thing. That's having more income than expenses. So when we take a look at our income plan, what's interesting here is 68%, I think I saw this recently, this was according to Fidelity, only 60% of retirees have completed a budget of anticipated income. We got to get moving here. I'm going to offer our income planning packet as well as some other things. We put this together. It includes a budget worksheet. It includes the Social Security decision. It includes the truth about annuities and maximizing income in retirement. So let me start down this path and talk about it. The first thing is Social Security, which is probably the most common form of income in retirement. When I say income, I mean income that comes in regardless of the market. Income that comes in regardless of how much you have in savings and investment, and income that comes in at any age. Social Security meets that definition, okay? And so we do this a lot where we get into what your claiming strategies are. You know, Social Security, again, you can take it as early as 62, grows by 8% all the way to age 70. The first thing I would tell you is go to SSA.gov. Please find out what your income benefits are. We need to know it. You may be surprised. You may have $35,000. Your spouse may have $40,000 at age 67 or whatever age, your full retirement age. And this is good to know because now you're starting to create this income plan. Next year, I can tell you right now, if you download that information and you see what they do actually do a good job. There's like a bar chart and it shows what is it at 62, what is it at 63, what is it at 64, and on, all the way to 70. That's when it stops growing by 8%, by the way. After 70, it does not grow by 8% anymore. So if every year you wait, it increases, right? And so if you pull up your Social Security benefits next year, you're going to see a 2.5% increase. We've talked about this before. There's a cost of living increase to Social Security. It's going to increase by 2.5%. I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but Medicare premiums are set to be higher. It looks like they're going to jump by 5.9%. Now, the average person may see a $60 or $70 a month increase in their Social Security benefit. Now, Medicare may take the Part B portion of that will be deducted from your Social Security check. So again, these are things that we need to be aware of. As I said, going into 2025, some things are going to change. I'm going to get into a lot more detail, but when we talk about just maximizing your Social Security and understanding, you know, how to get the maximum benefit, as I said, I've seen a difference of $10,000 between age 65 and 70, $10,000 or $12,000 a year. And so, again, we want to understand that when we delay that benefit, it's not only longer for the rest of or higher for the rest of our life, it also becomes a spousal benefit and a survivor benefit if we pass away. Forbes has done a study. It shows 96% of Americans miss out on an average of $111,000 simply because they file for Social Security at the wrong time. So this is key to when we talk about this fear of retiring and Americans fearing it more than death. The number one fear of outliving assets. What are we doing to maximize our Social Security income? This is a decision and a claiming strategy. It is important because it is irrevocable. It sounds simple, but it's not. So when knowing when to claim your benefits can be one of the most important aspects of what you do. And we've said this before. I've quoted Lawrence Kotlikoff, which, by the way, is a good person. If you want to get, he's got a book out there called Get What's Yours, Get What's Yours. I'm going to tie this together too, but again, trying to create the maximum benefit during your lifetime, and to the extent, you know, if you predecease your spouse, then they get it for the rest of their lifetime. This is important stuff. And so I wanted to offer that income planning packet. It goes into this whole Social Security decision strategy. I'll include that. Plus, I will include the budget worksheets. I will include the other information on maximizing income in retirement. We're going to get into the other aspect of this in a little bit, too. But if you want that that kit, I call it the income planning packet, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, and request it. If you have a specific question on anything as it relates to your overall plan, please let us know. You can send us a question. We will respond to you. If you want to schedule a time to come in, we'll do the Social Security analysis for you. We'll take a look at what are the strategies to maximize your cumulative lifetime benefit. I quoted this Forbes study that said 96% of individuals claiming Social Security lose up to $111,000. In some cases, it's even more. I've seen this many times when we run these for individuals. It's a great report. It's a great analysis. If you want to take advantage of that, you want us really to do an entire income planning review for you. I want to get into pensions coming up as well. Give us a call, and we can schedule a time. Again, or go to our website, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Or, as I said, go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Coming up, I want to get into a few other ideas on creating income you can't outlive. I want to talk about taxes, end-of-year planning ideas, things to do to get ready to hit the ground running in 2025. You listen to Tom Fortina here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We are a complete retirement planning firm. I'm an investment advisor rep. I'm also insurance licensed. Been doing this for a long time, maybe too long. It's been a while, but that's a good thing because I bring a lot of experience. I like to say we're different by design. It's not just, I've said before, about getting to a number, growing a pile of money. Look, you know, we do portfolio management. We do active money management. I think we do a good job, but that's not really what it's all about. How do I minimize taxes? How do I create income I can't live? What do I do to protect my wealth that I've accumulated over my lifetime? And then how do I get it to my loved ones, my children and my grandchildren in the most efficient manner? That's how we approach it. I've talked about the five pillars. The first segment, I spent some time on Social Security. Just that's what we talk about, the cornerstone of your plan, creating income you cannot outlive. I offered our income planning packet if you want that. You know, it's got, I believe it's a packet or the tools to get you to get an income plan in place. There's a process. I'm a process guy. I mentioned I'm an engineer by trade. That's my undergraduate is electrical engineering, but that's how we approach it. First of all, there's the budget worksheet. I mentioned 68%. This was a Fidelity study of retirees. They have not completed unanticipated income expenses. They don't go away in retirement, right? Expenses don't go away. You could have certainly your mortgages. If that goes away, you always have property tax, health care, which we've talked about in the past, food, clothing, shelter, all those things. And then, of course, hopefully the fun stuff. That's what we want to have. So it's critical when we start to say, let's create that income plan. Most people think achieving some kind of savings goal is crucial for retirement. But the truth is, it's more important to have a strategy to generate income in retirement. So we talked about the Social Security decision. You've heard this phrase before, maybe the three-legged stool. And I would pose the question, what if you could sit back and say, I'm confident I've got the paychecks coming in to replace the paychecks I had when I was working, right? I mentioned I met with someone recently, and they had saved multiple millions of dollars and still were concerned at that point of, look, when I stop working, there's no more paychecks. How do I replace those? And then we've got the risk of longevity, inflation, healthcare, taxes. And so what are we doing if I pose those questions to you? What are you doing? So we mentioned the Social Security decision. That is a claiming strategy. When do you take it? It's not as simple as you may think. I mentioned Lawrence Kotlikoff. He said there's 2,700 rules in the Social Security handbook. You have all of these different strategies that you need to be aware of. We do that with our clients or with people that come in. We sit down. If you come in, we will do a Social Security analysis, show you the different claiming strategies. Again, you cannot go back and make these changes and understand, you know, how do we try to maximize our cumulative lifetime benefit. The other part of this, I didn't mention, we've talked about, maybe you've heard the phrase of the three-legged stool. So let me make a few comments about some other parts of your income planning. Let's talk about pensions for a minute. You know, when individuals come in, I have them come in with, you know, I always say, you've heard me make the comment, throw everything in a box and come on in. This includes your pensions. If you have, again, similar to Social Security, these are irrevocable decisions. So it's critical that we understand our pension options. Often you'll maybe get five or six different options. Again, it comes back to, if you're married, to understand the survivor benefit. If you've taken your pension, the one thing I would just say is understand what it is. It's not uncommon in meetings where someone will say, well, I have, you know, a $30,000 a year pension. I say, what happens if you pass away? Well, I'm not sure. I think my spouse gets 50% or so. And again, this is all of these things that we want to understand. And then also, you may have a lump sum option. What I mean by that is, you know, they may not just getting the annual income, you can get a chunk of money. So, for example, instead of getting $30,000 a year, they may say, here's $400,000, go away, right? And now it's up to you. But if you think about it, these things are maybe something you, because you now can control that money. You can create an income. I'm going to talk about another idea here in a second. But you want to understand, too, about your pension benefits. Understand how strong it is. You know, as of 2023, Illinois has the worst funded pensions in the nation. Funding levels sit at 51%. So they're almost half of what the money that needs to be there is there. That's it. But they're saying the number's closer to 45%. This was done by the Illinois Policy Institute, I think, ran these numbers. For the five state, it's closer to 45% for the five state-run pension systems. For context, experts consider less than 60% to be dangerous, and less than 40% nearing the point of no return. So I know maybe this is an extreme example, but think about it. Illinois' state-run pensions are the worst in the country. And I'm not trying to pick on any, you know, and we've worked hard, but maybe you want to consider lump sum distributions. I had someone in here not too long ago. They noticed that their pension is only going to run so long, the company they were with. It's going to end in 5 or 6 years. That's it. And so this is why these decisions are so important. We talk about creating Social Security, making the Social Security decision. We talked about, for those of you who have a pension, the pension decision that you have to make. Again, both irrevocable decisions. If you turn on the income from the pension, you cannot go back and get the lump sum. So I'm not saying you do that. You have to really evaluate and understand what you have. There have been times I've told individuals, you should take the income. You cannot replicate that. But understanding your situation and maybe controlling it, that's why it's important to understand our pension options. So for those of you that do have a pension option, number one, find out what it is. Get the information. It's just like going to SSA.gov. Get the information. Do you see how we're starting to create this income plan? Now we start stacking things. We see where our income is. We've used the budget worksheet to determine how much income we need. Now this stuff is starting to come together, and these comments that I made before from these articles about, you know, people fearing retirement more than death, we start to minimize those things. We start to reduce some of the stress there. This is important. The other thing I'll make a comment on as far as creating income. Now, look, you can use your investments, obviously. That's another source of income. That's this three-legged stool: pension, Social Security, and income from investments. Yes. But that's not guaranteed income. I've talked about this before, and I'll mention it one more time. Annuities are another example of creating guaranteed lifetime income. I'm not pro or con, so I just want to be clear about that. But you can take a look at these types of annuities that provide a guaranteed income stream and couple that with your pension and your Social Security. You know, there's lifetime income there. And I've said it before, for those of you who are married, there's joint lifetime income. And so, again, if you can create this income plan aside from the investments. So imagine if you had this plan in place. First of all, you were aware of what you needed in retirement, step one. You had a good idea. Now you start creating this income plan, which are paychecks that come in every month, regardless of the market, regardless of savings and investment, and regardless of your age. Wouldn't that be a good thing? Again, you get a joint lifetime income from the annuity. You have the larger Social Security benefit coming in. And then, you know, for the pension, you have a strong pension plan, hopefully, and you have a survivor benefit. And to the extent you need to supplement it, you're relying less on the investments, which now you're minimizing some of that risk, that market risk. This is a plan. And now we can try to do the next step, which is reduce taxes. We're going to talk a lot about that coming up, because there's a lot of ideas here to how to, what I like to say, getting to tax free. So you want to stick around. In the meantime, if you want the income planning packet, I will send that out to you. Again, it includes the budget worksheet. It includes the Social Security decision, the truth about annuities, maximizing income in retirement. I'll even include the tax free ideas in there as well, because I think this makes it more complete. Give us a call. We'll get that out to you. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, if you want some information. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Better yet, let me make one more offer here for our listeners. If you really want to dig into this, you want a personal customized plan, you want to set up a plan to get to retirement, to create a solid retirement plan, that's really the way to go. If you want to schedule a time and you want some help, you want a second opinion, someone to look over your shoulder, test your plan, figure out ways to create income you can't outlive, minimize taxes, protect the assets from unforeseen events. This is what it's about. Give us a call. You can schedule a time. There's no cost or obligation. You'll meet with us. We'll go through this. We'll stress test your plan. We'll look at ideas. You will walk out of here with a plan. I will say, at a minimum, ideas are going to make a difference in your plan for you and your family. Give us a call if you want to schedule a time. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, where our calendar is there, my calendar is there, alphawealthgroup.com, to schedule a time. As always, we want to be a resource for you. Coming up, I do want to get into the end of year planning ideas. We're coming up on a deadline. I do want to get into some tax strategies, as well as some other changes you need to be aware of going into 2025. You listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. Well, we spent a few segments here talking about income planning. You know, these fears of retirement, the conversations I've had. One of the things we stress as a retirement planning firm you know, as I mentioned before, we do portfolio management, active money management. I think we do a very good job at that. That's my opinion. But I also look at everything, other aspect of your planning. What do I mean by that? Minimizing taxes, protecting the assets, creating income you can't outlive, which is the cornerstone of your plan, having those paychecks coming in. Then we can start to look at the other aspects of your plan. And there's always opportunities here. Look, we're coming up on the end of the year. By the way, I'm sorry, if you wanted the income planning packet or if you want to schedule a time with us to go through any of the analysis on the Social Security analysis, any of the claiming strategies there, your overall income plan, ideas to create income you can't outlive, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Great information to download. If you have a specific question, I get them sometimes fairly often, and I respond. I'm more than happy. You can email me. You can even schedule a time to chat for 15 minutes or so. Again, everybody's situation is unique, so please feel free to reach out. I did mention we're coming up on the end of the year. Let's kind of pivot into some of these things that are coming into effect. It's not just that we're coming up on the end of the year, we're going into another year. What does that mean? Well, it means that, you know, I mentioned Social Security is going to be increasing by 2.5%. I mentioned, you know, marginal tax brackets are going to change. I mentioned, unfortunately, Medicare premiums are going up. The 401ks, new rules are coming out. If you're age 60, between 60 and 63, you can, it's called supersize your 401k. You can put more contributions into them. We need to be aware of this. And oh, by the way, starting next year, you have to start taking required distributions on inherited IRAs. We've talked about that in the past. They came out with a ruling on that. So we want to be sure that we're doing these things. Now, prior to the end of the year, you know, we have, and I've done, I'm trying to think how many I've already done. I mentioned, I talk about Roth conversions. Sometimes I think, okay, we've talked about this enough, but you know, if there's one more person that hears this and says, yeah, I'm going to do that. You have until the end of the year, 12/31 of this year, to do a Roth conversion for this year. If you miss this year, now you miss maybe another year to get more money into tax-free. I'll make one comment on it. Well, not one comment, just the general rule. And then I'm going to give some specifics. You can do a Roth conversion in any amount at any time, at any age. That's right. So if you have, $500,000 in an IRA, you want to move it, you can move it all at once. You can move $100,000 today, and January 2nd, you can move another $100,000. You can do so there's no limit. Now, I've done probably, this happens pretty much every year, because this is what we do. Again, this is why where I say we're different by design. I've submitted multiple Roth conversions. I just sent one out to a client who's going to do $50,000 this year. I sent one out to another one. They came in. I showed them where they stood from a tax standpoint. They're going to do $25,000. They're retired. They're in a very low tax bracket. In fact, I think I mentioned last week, and true statement, we're going to be able to convert about $25,000, and they're going to pay little to no tax. They may actually pay no tax because you have a standard deduction. They do of $30,000 or so. And so that wipes out the taxable portion of it. And so why are we taking advantage of these? I call this forward tax planning. How many of you are taking a look at Roth conversions? I just had someone I met with this week. We talked about doing maybe $50,000 this year. And on January 1st, because that's another year, you can do another $50,000. And so this is the end of your planning. I do have an end of your planning report that's on our website. It gets into more of these things that you can be doing. But again, consider these Roth conversions as part of your plan. That's just one idea. You know, our tax-free report gets into seven ideas. You have until the end of the year to set up a health savings account. Health savings account, they talk about being the triple tax-free. These are just all these ideas. Are you incorporating those plans? So when you get on the back, and I mentioned Medicare premiums. See how I mentioned this before, there's a domino effect. So this is a perfect example. Not only do IRA distributions impact potentially how much your Social Security is going to be taxable. Roths don't, by the way. They also can impact your Medicare premiums. And I mentioned they're going up next year. What if we could minimize our Medicare premiums? That's called IRMA, Income-Related Monthly Maintenance Amount, I think is what that acronym stands for. These are terrific. I love these. You know, the Roths are not included in any of these calculations. So as I said, we talk about forward tax planning. What are we doing to get to that point where we're minimizing taxes and for the future. So now we can potentially get more of our Social Security tax free. We can minimize the impact of Medicare premiums, which again gives us, we net more from our Social Security. These are important things. So that's one thing that you can do before the end of the year. Again, I mentioned the HSAs, health savings accounts. If those are available to you and you can use them, you can put money into those. The money that you put in the contribution is tax deductible. Okay. And it grows tax free and you can access it tax free. Pretty strong. So as I said, imagine coupling all of these things together where I'm pulling money out. If I need it for health care and it's tax free. I need money for income. It's tax-free. This is how we start this process of getting to tax-free. How many of you have incorporated this into your plan? So again, investment advisor rep, we do portfolio management. We'll help with retirement planning. But I look at clients' tax returns. I had someone come in here just, again, the other day. They brought in their tax returns. I looked at their taxable income, and I could see they were in a 22% tax bracket. The discussion was, and we're going to talk about that in a second, the marginal tax brackets. They're going up a little bit next year, but now they knew. I said, you're in a 22% tax bracket. Do you want to start to move some money at 22% to never pay tax on it again? And that's the Roth conversion. Guess what? We're going to do a Roth conversion. So if you move the money over, you'll pay the tax on it, but it'll never be taxed the rest of your life. There's no required minimum distributions. Doesn't tax your Social Security. Is not used in the Medicare premium calculation and goes to your spouse and children tax-free. And the tax rate on it is always zero. Maybe you should start considering some of these things. Because ultimately, another thing you have to do by the end of the year is called required minimum distributions. If you are at that age, you have to take them out. If you don't, there's a potential 25% penalty on that if you don't take required minimum distributions. There are no required minimum distributions on Roth, besides it being tax-free, but still, you don't have to touch it. You can take it out when you choose. You see why these things are so important in creating an overall plan? So I'm getting on this end-of-year planning stuff. We have the report. We have information on it. We can get into other things that you could be looking at prior to the end of the year, but these are just some ideas. You can max out your 401k. Before the end of the year, you can even put it into Roth. Call your 401k provider. Tell them you can accelerate your benefits. We're getting close to where I won't be making these comments because it'll be too late. That's the point. So take advantage of this stuff if you can. I hope some of these ideas, you're going to take action on it. Let's not procrastinate. And in that vein, let me just say one other thing. Let's not procrastinate. For those of you that want to take a look at creating a retirement plan, I'll make this offer again. You really want to sit down and dig in, look at your situation. Give us a call right now. I mean, that's what I would tell you to do. Really, this is a great exercise. There's no cost or obligation. We run and stress test your plan. We'll take a look at these ideas. There's things that maybe you can do prior to the end of the year. Bring in your new information. We'll see where you're at, your tax returns, your statements, pension information, your Social Security information. We'll go through all of this. We'll get you organized. We'll talk about putting a plan in place. And again, you'll walk out of here not only with a complete plan, knowing where you stand, actionable items that'll make a difference, and hopefully a little less stress. Again, because we wanted to provide clarity and reduce uncertainty. Give us a call. We'll do it. Again, it's personal to your situation. 630-864-6711. And then you can take action on. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Coming up, I do want to get into a couple more ideas as far as next year and in this year, things that will impact your retirement plan. Stick around. You'll listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. This is your host, Tom Fortino, principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We've covered a few different topics here today, of course. End of year planning, which really relates to some of it to just tax planning. We talked about some income planning, understanding, you know, what can we do to create income we can't outlive? That's the number one fear among retirees. But really having what I call an income plan. These are important things so we can sit back maybe and just relax and enjoy retirement. You know, these fears that you read about all the time, not just the fear of running out of money, these other issues where we talk about someone saying that the fear of retirement is higher than their fear of dying. I mean, this is unfortunate. And I just had a conversation recently with someone who said, you know, the person I'm with, this is not, you know, not to slight anyone, but I just don't feel like it's, you know, that we have a complete plan. I don't understand it. And that's what's so important about how does all this stuff fit together. I talk about the simple approach to retirement, which is having the five pieces of your plan. And if I said, can you check the box? Number one, can you say, I'm confident I have income I can't outlive for myself and my spouse? You know, we talked about the Social Security decision. We talked about, you know, your pension plans, understanding the claiming strategies, getting that information, going to SSA.gov, as I said, contacting your pension plan provider, getting the information and starting putting it together. I mentioned just the fact that the Fidelity Investment said 68% of retirees have not completed a budget in retirement. And so this is really something, if you start putting pencil to paper, you are going to be probably, well, you may be surprised. You're probably going to find things you weren't aware of. That's just one piece of it. Then the next step is, what are you doing to reduce taxes? Okay, I've got the income. Look, Social Security, I talked about the claiming strategies, but keep in mind, up to 85% of your benefit could be taxable. So between you and your spouse, if you have $60,000 of Social Security benefits, okay, number one, up to $50,000 of that can be taxable. That's 85%. If you're in a 22 or 24% tax bracket, you could have to turn around and give $12,000 back to the government. Your benefit is not 60, it's 48. And then there's Medicare premiums that could take it down even further. Are we aware of this? This is why if we can provide clarity and explain how these things work, it's important. So now you create income, you minimize taxes. That's why you hear me, maybe I'm a little animated about it, but I said Roth conversions before the end of the year. Are you taking advantage of that, getting more money to tax-free? I've said it before, you can get all your Social Security tax-free if your money's in Roth. It does not impact Social Security, all of it, 100%, if things are done properly. So Roth conversions, Roth 401ks, Roth IRAs, $8,000 per person per year. On top of that, you can look at HSAs, health savings accounts. Those are all tax-free. And then having an investment plan you're comfortable with, you can stick with. Market can be volatile. Okay, but and if we don't know what we own, we can make decisions. We become our own worst enemy. So have an investment plan you can stick with. Know what you own. I'm going to kind of wrap this up in a second here. But then also protecting from unforeseen events. What happens if a spouse passes away? Okay, do you have life insurance? Do you know what that benefit is? I know people don't get too excited about it, but that is a wealth replacement, an income replacement vehicle. Maybe it makes sense. Because remember, when you pass away, a Social Security will go away and a pension can be reduced. And then your spouse can be exposed to a higher tax bracket. Unless you have a Roth. Because that's always tax-free. You see how this, the domino effect I talked about? And finally, the estate and legacy planning. Do you have a living trust, powers of attorney? I'm a bigger fan of just having one trust, and I'm not the attorney. We have an attorney that does this as opposed to two. I think it simplifies. But if there's a second marriage, maybe you want two trusts because you don't want to disinherit children. That's potentially some things that can happen. Again, this is why it's so important. Are your assets titled to the trust? I've had meetings this week where people came in. They said, yeah, I have a trust, and I'm looking at statements, and the statement says Bob and Jean Smith. There's no Bob and Jean Smith. I'm making the name up, but you know what I'm saying? It's not in your trust if it's not titled to your trust. And so we're not funding sometimes our trusts. You know, we just did a deed for someone, the attorney, where he's going to register it, quick claim deed, register it to the trust. You got to get it funded. So this is why this stuff is so important. I talked to another person they're about what they can do as far as gifting. You know, in the state of Illinois, you have a $4 million per person exemption. They are over that amount. So what can they do? Well, they can gift to the children to get those assets out of the estate. In the state of Illinois, you can do that. And it gets a little more complicated than that. You have a step up on cost basis. So our advice, we had a conference call with this person, with the attorney. You know, the brokerage accounts, you know, were going to be held. There was big capital gains. But whether it's a home or whether it's any capital appreciating asset, stocks, those have a step up in cost basis to your children, which means it doesn't matter what you paid for them. They inherit them at that stepped up basis, and they can sell them and pay no capital gains. So these are things just to be aware of how you title assets, what you gift, what you keep, because this can ultimately cost you and your family tens of thousands of dollars if you don't have the right things in place. Let me make one more comment, and this is about getting organized, and this is really what it all comes down to. Everything I've said, I had someone, again, this is a recent meeting. They had some stocks they owned. that were, again, in their name, not in their trust, even though they had a trust. They had, one had an old 401k, the other had an IRA. Then we were going to open Roths for them because, you know, I'm a fan of those. And I said, why don't we put them all in one place? Because everything was at separate places. They had three different accounts in three different places. And that's why I want to talk about getting organized. We need to get organized. We have an asset organizer, which I can send out to you. It's downloadable. You can fill it out. Again, you will uncover things you were unaware of. Financial organization is arguably the biggest obstacle, other than procrastination. I've said it before. One of the biggest obstacles to be having success. I've given the numbers before by Capitalize that says there's over, I think, 30 million job changers that have old 401ks at the previous employer. You're probably not looking at it. You know, you have three different websites you need to go to. You're getting four different statements. It's really going to hamper your ability to have success. These are portable accounts. If you have an old 401k and an IRA and whatever, they can all go in one account. I've mentioned this before. You don't need three Roths. You can have one. You can convert into the Roth and contribute to the same Roth. And so if we can just do that and get organized, then this would be one accomplishment from today's show. That's why I offer the organizers, the asset organizers. I will get that out to you. And just sit down. This is where we can hit the ground running in 2025. And start to get it. Think about that. Now you have a financial snapshot. Yep, I've done that. That's step one. In fact, that's in the retirement roadmap report that we have. It's on our website. Step one, get organized. Get my financial picture in place. I know what I own. I know what the values are. I know how they're titled. I know who the beneficiaries are. Now I can take the next step of going through that five-step process, creating income, taxes. You know the rule, the drill, the process, the five pillars. Now I can start putting this plan in place. This is how you do it. It's a process. It's the tools are there. I'm offering them to you. Again, you can go to our website and download a lot of this, the retirement roadmap. We have everything around income planning, estate planning, tax planning. It's all there. So if you want to go to our website, you can go there, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Better yet, give us a call. If you want help now, my suggestion is you should call us. There's no cost or obligation. This is the approach we take. We'll look at everything. From, again, the Social Security decision, your pension plans, anything from creating income, minimizing taxes. We'll do a portfolio analysis and talk about creating a portfolio you that makes sense for you and you understand and you're comfortable with, you can stick with. And then how do we protect the assets from these unforeseen events? I call that asset protection. And then having the right documents to not only pass assets to your children and grandchildren, but also control them during your life, powers of attorney, medical and financial. This is what I mean by being complete. So if you want to take advantage of that, you want to schedule a time for your own personal complimentary complete review, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. As always, I hope there's been some ideas here. We've motivated you to take action because that's really the most important thing. We'll be here next week at the same time. As always, everyone, have a blessed week. Let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.